And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
All right, Ask Roz and Mocha time. Let's get into it. Get to your questions. Hello, Misty. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. All right, what's your question for everyone?
Okay, it's an important one.
Okay.
Would you rather have fingers the length of nipples or nipples the length of your fingers?
Hold on, Misty. What is your answer?
Oh, 1,000% fingers the length of nipples.
Really? Yeah.
Ooh. I'd rather the nipples the length of fingers because then you just put a shirt on.
Yeah, but then that's...
You gotta, I know, but you would still, have to, that, you would see all that.
I don't want little nubbins for my finger.
I grew up with a guy that...
Bro, you haven't seen nipples then.
I grew up with a guy that had one long nipple.
Really?
One.
Like... okay, like I'm gonna
was it stretched from a piercing?
No.
How
no,
long?
No. What can I compare it to here?
I have a tape measure in my bag.
Okay.
When you throw out the number, I can see.
Okay, so he had one normal nipple. And when I say long nipple, I don't mean the areola, like, was bit, like, I mean, like, his actual nipple, like, the part that gets hard.
Okay.
Okay, one was long and stuck off, and it didn't stick straight out. It kind of stuck off to the side a little bit when it came out.
On an angle, yeah.
Right, like, on a, yeah, like, okay. On an angle, pointed
down. Are
we
talking, like, an inch?
Pointed down a little bit. Let me see. Let me show me.
Right now, I pulled out four. I pulled out four inches.
Okay, Mocha just pulled out 4 inches.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna say about an inch and a quarter.
An inch and a quarter?
Yeah.
Hold on.
But
a
it
second.
Was skinny, right? Like it wasn't like you know when you like some ladies have you know, but they have like substantial flesh and you know, there's a lot going on. This was only okay. This was about an inch and a quarter, but it was only as wide, like it was only as thick as about like maybe a pencil.
So it looked like a grass needle.
No, it was like about a pencil width, right? Like, but long, like about an inch,
thick.
Right? But like, but it's stuck. It's and he only had one.
Did you ever ask him? Like,
no, you don't ask somebody.
That?
No, man. Because
yeah,
no,
did you flick it?
No. Maury, what the hell's the matter with
that's
you?
What young guys do.
No.
I think I would want to have, much like you, Misty, I think I'd rather have fingers that were nipple size.
So you want like little tiny like bumps?
Yeah, because then you could still like.
What are you going to do? Nothing.
You can still do stuff.
No, you can't
lift a fork.
You can't hold anything. You can't hold a phone.
With a little nub? Let me see.
How long is your nipple? Like make your nipple hard. I just did to mine because I was talking about it. Right? That's a tiny, that's okay, like on. A tiny little nub.
How would you open a door?
You can't do anything. I would much rather have.
Hold on, I'm rubbing my nipple right now.
Yeah.
Okay,
right?
Hold on.
And imagine that's your finger.
Let's see here.
You're maybe quarter inch, eighth of an inch, I would say.
Oh, yeah, no, that's too small for anything.
Right?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, no. Okay. Maybe I'm gonna have nipple fingers.
See?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Again, you all made fun of me when I said that.
No, I didn't make fun of you. I'm 100% going with that. 100%.
I could never wear a tank top. I could never go.
But you would just have to tape them down or something.
Anywhere?
You would have to tape them down. No,
what
you couldn't.
At the beach.
No, you couldn't go top. You couldn't go topless.
Right? I can't go to the beach with my family looking like
no,
that.
No, you can't. No.
And it gets caught. Can't.
Yeah, whoa. No. Yeah. No, but what are you going to do with fingers the size of nipples? What are you going to do then? You can't drive your family to the beach.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If you have really long nipples, do you have to like wash them a different way, like lather up the length?
No, I think you just wash them.
Yeah,
normally.
Just wash.
Yeah.
You have some gross stuff.
Whole conversation makes me feel
like
so weird.
Like you have to clean under the nipple.
No, it sticks off.
Like your fingers, man.
Like your fingers. Like that's saying like you wash your fingers differently. No, it's just
Misty, where the hell did you get this question from?
So my friend and I sometimes throw out random would you rathers to each other, and this is just one that popped into my head while I was driving to work.
So Misty, okay. You would rather have nipple fingers?
Yeah, because, okay, think of it from a woman's perspective, right? Like, I would either have to, like, roll them up and stuff them in a bra or walk around braless all the time.
Yeah, but I think, but as a
you can
woman,
hide them.
Though,
you can hide them better in a bra.
Yeah.
You might need,
so
they would just have to manufacture.
They would just like sit flat, like you'd have to tuck,
it?
Right? Yeah, you'd have to tuck.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and that may not be cool, but at least you know in this world, there's some guy who's going to find that to be the sexiest thing in the world, yeah. right?
OnlyFans can be lit too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. You're not going to find a lot of guys that are going to see nipples for fingers and go, oh my God.
So hot.
Yeah. And like, Brian?
Like, yeah, but then it's like a straw, you know? Like, it's not exactly that sound you just made. What?
But wouldn't it be better for breastfeeding?
I mean,
as you just said, straw.
Yeah, I mean, they're already straw-like, but like this is...
Babies can latch.
That's a choking hazard is what that is.
Wait, Misty, right? What did your friend say when posed this question?
Well, my friend was a guy, so he also said he would rather have nipples the length of fingers.
Really, yeah. Eh?
I guess it's different,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing that because I think that life would be easier if I just had really long nipples and I did not have really tiny fingers.
What if it gets caught on something, though?
It's going to get caught, right? It's going. But here's the thing: is that you have things that stick off you anyway, right? You learn to live life knowing that they're not like you. Just make you avoid situations where it's going to get caught on something.
But like, if you just woke up tomorrow, right?
Right.
And you, right then and there, discovered that you had nipples.
The size of fingers. Yeah, I wouldn't be happy about it. But if I woke up and I had fingers the size of nipples, I'd be very upset.
Yeah. Damn, Misty. Shook. You got everybody shook. Thank you so much for your question.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, no. I think about this all the time, but I wasn't prepared for the question. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Roz.
Oh, wow. Is it because of my...
You sounded like you were hesitating there for a second.
Is it because of my super long nipples?
Didn't know that about you until today. So I'm going to say no.
Interesting.
Straws.
One of my nipples still has a hole in it from when it was pierced years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Look at Shem. Yeah. Oh, you ever squeeze it? Does stuff come out?
Yeah. Oh. Still, yeah. I don't anymore. But yeah, for years I could squeeze the side of it and push stuff out of the side. Yeah. Oh my God.
That happens to your nipples, but my ear holes don't do that.
No, because no. Nipples are just a different thing altogether. Ugh. When it was healing, Shem, when I got my nipple pierced, first of all, I got my nipple pierced by somebody who should not have been piercing nipples at all. And when I got my nipple pierced, all my buddies were in there with me. This was before, you know, when piercing became like popular and everybody was getting pierced, right? Like when I went to get my nipple pierced, like the guy had never done it before, right? And this was probably, I'm going to say like 1989, maybe something like that. Like I had never seen somebody who had their nipple pierced before.
Pause real quick. Misty, do you have any piercing? Like you have any nipple piercings or anything?
No, I don't have any.
Okay, we'll stay on the phone for this.
Okay, so I brought in like a regular earring from home, and it was cheap metal, and it was hollow. Where you're supposed to use surgical steel, that is like it's solid, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason they do that. And then so what happened was that he didn't like have the proper tools and he didn't clamp me right. And all my friends were over the table while I was lying down and this guy was piercing my nipple. And one of my friends like passed out because he'd never seen a nipple bleed before. And so my nipple was like shooting blood out of the side because this guy didn't know what he was doing. Right.
Yeah.
So then he puts this needle through my nipple and then he threads the ring through
God!
It, right?
Yeah.
And then he did it up like the way that you normally would a regular earring for your ears. Like it wasn't a proper body piercing ring.
Yeah.
And I only knew, there was no aftercare instructions. Oh. And I only knew about what you do when you get your ears pierced because I used to pierce all my ears myself, right? Mm-hmm. And I knew what to do is you put a hoop in it or a stud in it and then you just constantly turn it and you flick around with it and everything else. And then eventually it heals. But with nipples, it's different. And so what happened was that the ring was in my nipple and my nipple started to heal around the ring. Okay. Yeah. So it was healing on the inside and it would heal around the ring.
Uh-huh.
And then what would happen was that I went to twist it, like move it in and out.
Yeah.
And all that healing was stuck to the ring. And so when I twisted it out of my nipple and rotated it, all that healing was on it and came out the hole attached to the ring. Right? And then I had to wash that off and then start the process all over again.
Oh my
And I don't know why I didn't take it out. I was so hardcore with having my nipple pierced. My nipple, okay, was infected for well over a year.
Gross.
Okay? It was infected for well over a year. And then when it finally healed is when I put a proper ring in it. Because of how messy it was, my body, like, it started to grow out. Because I would tear it, it would heal. I would tear it, it would heal. I would tear it, it would heal. And then so it started to grow out. So by the time I took my nipple ring out, it wasn't even through my actual nipple anymore. It had healed down to the bottom. So it was like through my like areola.
Oh,
like
my God.
My nipple would get hard and only part of the ring was in the part of the nipple that got hard.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's the story of my nipple ring.
Emotional.
That's great. It's
really sexy. Thanks, Misty. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Have a wonderful day.
Yeah,
lots
thanks.
Of love to you, too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Gross. I remember when I had my eyebrow pierced.
Yeah.
And I would use like a solution to clean it.
Right.
But it would still get infected. And the way it would get infected, it would be like a pimple, right?
Oh,
but it
yeah.
was like,
yeah.
But it was like a dark color.
Yeah.
It was like blood in
yep.
there. So I'd have to like squeeze it.
Yep.
Pop it,
yep.
clean it,
yep.
and then it would fill again.
Whoa.
Squeeze it, pop it, clean it.
So
and then
happened.
Eventually I just had to take the ring out.
That's what happened when I had a cyst on my face.
Boom!
Oh, that's completely different.
Oh, no. Oh. Reminded me of that.
Yeah, that's like when, did you? I was here, right? When I had that cyst on my head that exploded?
Yeah.
Remember that?
What? I think so. We were upstairs.
Yeah,
you made Mocha touch it.
Yeah, I had the cyst on my head, and then Catherine squeezed it in the bathroom, but all my hair started falling off in clumps. Like pieces of my head were coming off. And then I went to the doctor and they packed it.
What'd they pack it with again?
Got like strips of gauze. And then Catherine had to change my gauze, right? And then she had to pack it with more gauze.
That's what love looks like.
It is
love
looks like.
Shem, don't worry,
I find
Shem.
It fascinating.
We're gonna move on. I promise.
Yeah.
Okay. Kate says here, why smooth cool dude and not smooth toit dude, Roz?
First of all, I didn't come up with smooth cool dude, so I don't know.
Dallas says here, we all know Shem can sing, but can he play any musical instruments?
Good question.
Oh, really good question. Yeah, I can play the trumpet, and I can play a little bit of the piano.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's why, guys, I've always said, like, we should be bringing in instruments and, like, practicing as a band.
A band.
I play the drums, right? Shem is trumpet / piano / singer.
Mm-hmm.
Roz, you play the guitar. Mm-hmm. Damon Mori plays the recorder, right?
We have our name for the band, don't forget.
What was that again?
The Whistle Wetters. Whistle Wetters.
The Whistle Wetters, right?
Guys, I'm
Didn't
telling
I want
you.
To call the band Man Jam and you
I
guys said
so.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Whistle Wetters was your idea.
I think Deepa plays clarinet, maybe. Maybe we got to...
Or triangle.
Clarinet. Or triangle. No, she plays something. I know. Or flute.
I have not played the guitar in, what, like, my God. I think I picked it up once at the beginning of the pandemic. But before then, like, 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah it's
I
been
stopped.
Forever since
I just
played drums.
Yeah, I just stopped. It wasn't...
I think it would be fun if we had a full
not,
setup in
I'm
here.
Doing a
and then we just try.
Guys.
Just
I can
try
also,
just once. Yeah.
I can do the recorder, but I also do the mouth flute.
Yeah. What's that?
The what?
That's not a thing.
What?
Is that a thing?
My husband finds it fascinating when I do that.
You're such a liar. No,
I swear to God, I'll do it in the car and he'll be like...
And that's also the sound of a trumpet.
Wait a second. Your husband said that he finds you fascinating.
When I do that,
he
he's
said
like...
That. He said those words.
That? He goes,
that's... He said those
words.
He
didn't say I was. He goes, that is.
Can I hear it again?
It's more of a trumpet.
Definitely a trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
So a mouth trumpet.
Yeah, mouth something.
Mm. Hold on. Yeah.
Look on Maury's
face. I'm not stopping this time because I know I'm right.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey.
Damn it, Matthew. It's your lover, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
Hi. Quick question for you. Maury is claiming, your husband, he's claiming that you, quote, find his mouth trumpet, quote, fascinating. Is that true?
What? Mouth trumpet?
When I go
what
like
do you mean by that?
When I go...
Yes.
When he does that. So you said the words, that's fascinating.
I don't remember saying those words.
What would you describe your interest in Maury's mouth trumpet, having heard it just now?
I mean, I do think it's brilliant.
Oh, wow. That's better than fascinating.
Damn it. Wow. Millions. Wow. Look at that.
Okay. Okay. Brilliant. Maury, Matthew, how many times do you think that you've referred to Damn It Maury as brilliant?
Not often.
Thanks for answering the call. Love you, Maddie.
Okay, bye.
All right, see ya. Wow.
Brilliant. Told you. That's why I didn't stop the call.
Go. All right. Amy says here, if you need to go to the store and are thinking to yourself about it, do you, one, envision yourself going to the store, like visually, or say to yourself in your head, I need to go to the store?
Now that we know Matthew's going to pick up, we should start talking about Maury's DMs. Do I envision... No.
No?
Okay, so do you say to yourself, I got to go to the store, or you do envision yourself going to the store?
I envision. I don't envision the aisles. I envision a piece of paper.
So you're like a grocery list?
Yeah.
I envision myself at, like, if I say, oh, I got to go to the grocery store today, mm-hmm. I envision myself, like, at the store.
Do you envision people there, too, or do you just envision yourself? Like, is it empty when you envision it?
You know what? Good question. I don't know. I envision myself at the store holding a cart.
You do?
Holding a cart?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, with
like
the
pushing
cart.
A cart?
Yeah. Always in the produce aisle, because that's obviously, like, when you walk in to the grocery store, that's where it starts.
What
yeah.
about you, Chef?
Wow, that's good.
I think I say
I need to go to the store.
Yeah. I don't envision myself at the store.
No, but like I will say I need to go to the store, and then immediately the vision
you see
of me
yourself.
At the store.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't have that at all.
You just say.
I just say I got to go to the store. Like, I don't envision myself at the store.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
like.
No.
Really, huh?
Doesn't it depend on what you're going for? Because, like, for me, if I'm going for groceries, I don't really envision myself at the grocery store. I just go and get what I got to get, and I'm out.
I'm not. Like saying, like, I envision myself going through all the aisles and like picking out stuff.
No, he means like he just goes,
so
I need to go to the store, and then boom, picture it, and then it's gone.
So here's the thing. So you know right now after the show you have to go to the grocery store.
I actually do. Yeah.
Okay. So if you're saying to yourself right now, man, I got to go to the grocery store, mm-hmm. are you saying I have to go to the grocery store, or are you envisioning yourself at the grocery store?
No, I'm saying I have to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, me too.
I don't envision myself there.
No,
I say it and envision it like
you
immediately.
Do, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
If I don't put something visually in my head, I won't remember it.
Right. Huh. Yeah. No, I don't do that. I don't do a lot of visualization.
Although it's different for shopping. If I'm shopping for clothes, I can envision myself there.
Oh, really?
If that helps. Yeah. If I say I want to go shopping,
I can
envision myself putting on clothes and in certain stores in certain aisles. Definitely.
I hate clothing shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Shows. Yeah.
I hate it.
Why?
I don't know. For some reason, I just absolutely hate going to clothing stores, but I love grocery stores.
Yeah, I don't like clothes shopping either. I used to. Oh my God, I used to love it. Ugh, I would go to the mall just to get a t-shirt and make a day of it. Like, I just used to love it.
I mean, I loved Le Chateau.
Now I'm like, nah, I
love
don't.
Going to the mall.
Yeah.
Going to
the
stores.
I used to
yeah.
love going to the mall. I don't anymore. It's not for it's
But
not
online,
for me.
They just make it like way yeah. too easy. When you can just order as much as you want yeah. and like the most places got free returns, right?
Right. Also, I will say this. I quite enjoy the process of like going to a mall and shopping around everything else. Mm-hmm. But to me, that is a solo mission.
Yeah.
Mm. I do not like going to the mall with anyone else, mm-hmm. not even a friend, not Catherine. Like if she says, hey, we got to stop at the mall or whatever. I am
like, no. You have to stop at the
yeah.
mall.
I will never go. She asks me all the time, do you want to go? Even if I need something, I'm like, no, because I don't enjoy the process when you do it when I have to do it with somebody else. I hate it. It drives me crazy.
Why,
if
because
I'm going
they
to the
may
mall,
have like another agenda
I,
stores
exactly,
that they want to go to.
And then I'm always like, okay, why don't you go and do this? And then I'll go do this and then we'll meet up. No, we're staying together. Mm. Right. I don't enjoy that. I don't enjoy that process. And if I have to go, I go alone. And I don't even tell her I'm going. I just come back with bags.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you can sit down for a lunch while you're there by yourself.
Yeah. No, oh my God. I don't do that. I go, I'm in and I'm out.
I'm like, telling my guy is gonna be sitting in a food court eating Manchu watch.
Like I'm the guy, like I'm standing in line at Wrap and Roll, and then I grab like who do you think I am?
I know, when I go alone, I'll go for a shrimp ring.
Well, that's because,
yeah,
you know.
Katie says here, what's the best way to eat an onion? Sauteed, deep fried, or raw?
Oh, ew. I don't think that there is a best way.
Onions
I like
raw.
Caramelized.
Yeah, so sauteed.
Mm-hmm. I like sauteed. I love deep fried, like onion rings. Man. So good.
Okay, but what about as an ingredient? Like, we don't do that. Like, when you sweat an onion and then you build a sauce out of it, that kind of thing. Like,
sure,
we're not talking about that because no. I put onion in everything, man.
No, I think just onion as like an
so,
individual.
Okay, so it, yeah, like if you have like something. See, I'm not a fan of raw onion on things like
me neither.
On a burger,
like a red onion in a salad.
Yeah, no.
No, even that I don't like. Yeah, I will have a sauteed onion or like onion rings, deep fried. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, geez, that's tough. Because
I hate raw, straight up raw onions, like even like in my salad.
Not a fan. No, or like when people put it in tuna and stuff like that.
Yeah, no.
Like not
mm-hmm.
a. Not
but
a,
I don't mind what, the green onion in a salad raw. I don't
spring
like
onion. Yeah, that's fine.
I don't mind those.
Yeah, like you make some fries supreme with some like chili and melty cheese, and then you put that some spring onion on top. You chop those guys up. Yeah, they're delicious. But no, if I am just like, oh wait, hold on now, hold on.
What?
There's another onion that I love, and I think I would say that I actually love it more than sauteed onions, and probably have it way more often than I do onion rings. Which is when I make tacos, because I eat a lot of tacos in my house. Mm-hmm. The one thing I always have in the fridge is a jar of pickled red onions.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say shallots.
Right? A jar, and they're beautiful and bright pink.
Pickled onions,
and they taste delicious. There's like a sweetness to them, but also like that vinegary flavor. And you throw those on a chicken taco, and to me, that is like, brings it next level. Like it ups a taco.
Yeah, I don't mind that when you have like a pickled onion on top of a pickled herring.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
I'm still choosing deep fried.
You are.
Over
everything. I mean, I'll choose deep fried over everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
David says here, what's your routine while you're sick?
I mean, I just down a whole crap ton of NyQuil.
Like if I'm sick.
Okay, so I think, let me put this in your head, right? You, as far as your routine when you're sick. Do you stay in bed and watch TV, or do you still get up and go to the couch?
Oh,
but then you
no.
bring like your bed pillow and a blanket.
Oh, no, yes, no,
or no, or like no. do you don't have like a sick routine that you
no,
do?
No,
no,
no. I get up and I act as if everything is normal and just try to drink a lot of water, a lot of vitamin C.
But what about on a day where you know you're too sick to work?
Yeah,
right. And it's understood in the house that you're sick before COVID.
Sure.
Like let's say you have the flu, right?
Oh, then I'm like posting up on the couch.
Okay, so on the couch.
Yeah.
But are you on
and
the
then
couch?
I've got like a box of tissue there.
Right.
And then like a bunch of like maybe I'll have some vitamins there.
But are you on the couch under a couch blanket or do you have a different blanket?
No, no, no.
Do
I'm
you
under,
bring a bed, a pillow from the bed with you?
No, I use the cushion that's on the couch.
Okay.
Yeah. I do the whole bringing all the bed stuff to the couch because I find the living room a little
you
bit
do,
cooler
huh?
and I find the bedroom stuffy. So I'll move to the living
room. Do you not
room.
Have blankets in the living room?
Yeah, we have throws, but they never cover your feet.
Oh, God, how small is that throw? It's the size of a coaster. You guys are little.
It's a napkin.
I know, but if you put it up to your neck, your feet are exposed.
Well, that's because you're using tea towels, Maury. Right?
So if I want to cover my whole body a little bit, I have to do it on an angle. I have to go corner to corner of the throw.
Oh, so what? You have like you
have I have to diamond it.
You have a wedge in under your chin and covering your feet?
Yes.
Like a bandana?
Then, that doesn't cover your whole body,
right?
though. Like parts of your... Of your like torso are exposed, and then parts of your legs are exposed.
Yeah, like
as well.
I've always wanted to write to the throw company and say you need to make these longer.
Or you can just go to the store and buy a blanket.
Buy a bigger throw, man.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, I enjoy the couch. Mm. I don't like being in bed. If I'm not like sleeping, like even waking up, I don't like lying around in bed. Like I am up. Like if my eyes open, my feet are on the floor and I'm out of the bed. I don't really enjoy it.
No, like morning, you know, like on a weekend, like morning snuggle, like in the bed.
Oh, geez. Okay. So I get up even on the weekends, I would say 2 hours before Catherine does.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I've had a whole life getting up. Like this weekend, it was Saturday. I woke, like, Catherine still got up early. Like, Catherine probably got up at 7 a.m., uh-huh. right? Maybe even, like, a little bit before, like 6:50. But I was up at 3:45.
And then what were you doing that whole time?
Hanging out.
But what does that mean,
watching
hanging
YouTube
out?
Videos, drinking yeah. coffee.
Uh-huh.
I cleaned the kitchen.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the
4
point?
In the morning.
Yeah, yeah, because a cat woke me up. And then I'm like, well, okay, I'm up now.
I guess we're up,
yeah. yeah.
No, you go back to bed.
No, I've never gone back to bed.
Oh, really?
No.
In your life?
No, I've never. I
so
mean,
you
if
wait,
I'm
so
sick.
So your eyes open,
yeah.
then you're up,
yeah.
and then that's it.
If I have a nap, it'll be like post 2 p.m. kind of thing,
mm.
right? Like, but, and then even then.
No, no, but in the morning, like you wake up, yeah. maybe you look at the clock and you say, okay, well, it's 3:45.
Yep.
And it's Saturday. I literally yep. have nothing else to do.
Right.
Right? No commitments. Got nowhere to be.
Yep.
You won't like roll well, like, back over
no.
and like close your eyes and
Never.
See if you can get some more sleep?
Never.
Just up, out.
Up, out of the bed.
Coffee.
Yep.
Day starts.
Yep. I've never looked at the clock on a Saturday, like woken up, looked at the clock and went, oh, it's too early. And then I roll over and I fall
Why
back to sleep.
Why don't you try that?
No. Because I won't. Once I'm up, I'm up.
Mm.
There's
mm.
no, there's
You ever get
no
up like
back.
That early and it's like go for a drive?
No.
Where's there to go? Nothing's
no.
open.
No, yeah. no, just go for a drive. I don't know.
Nah, I'm not going to go for a drive.
For a walk?
For a walk.
Man, if this guy's not going to get up and go for a drive, you think he's going to get up and go for a walk?
No. I've got, like, in the summertime, I'll get up and go sit outside.
Mm.
Right? Dark.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But yeah, no, I've never looked at the clock and went, oh, you know what? I think I can get another hour of sleep.
Oh, man. Oh,
I've seen
never,
five
never
more
done
hours.
That.
Oh,
no.
yeah. More. You don't wake up till after.
What time
post
do you,
12 p.m.
Shem, what time do you wake up? Like, if you do actually manage to sort of sleep and like what is a normal wake up time for you on a weekend?
Well, Sundays I get up because of church.
Okay.
So on a Saturday,
yeah.
like 7:30 or
then,
so.
And then Mocha, you have a 5-year-old at home.
Oh,
so,
God. Anywhere between 6:30 and 7.
6:30 and 7. And then Maury.
Between noon and 1.
Between. But do you get up early and then like do something and then
no.
go back to bed
I'll take Andy out like around 8, but I'll sort of stay in sleep mode.
Mm-hmm.
He pees and then I go right back to bed.
And then you go right back. But do you fall asleep again?
Instantly.
Really?
And what about Matthew?
He doesn't even move till like 1 or 2.
Oh my
in bed
God.
Though. In bed.
Yeah. yeah.
And are you just sleeping or is like the television
No, but I'll
on,
sometimes
or?
If I get up at noon,
yeah.
I'll go make a coffee or whatever and then I'll come back in and I'll tap him and I'll say it's up time. And then
right.
he says, no, it's not.
It's up time.
It's up time. That means something different in most houses.
Mm-hmm.
No, in yeah. our house, it means get up.
No.
It's up
no,
time.
No, it, mean, no. It means it's up.
Mm-hmm. If it's up, then it's up.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
For that, I just make a sound.
No, it's up time. No, that's super weird.
All right.
But no, no I don't enjoy sleeping like that. It's not for me.
We'll end on this one from Aiden. When each of you were born, what sound effect do you think would be played that would have represented your future?
What sound effect would have been played?
For Roz, it would just be sound effects of someone going, blech.
No, for Roz, it'd be The Price is Right. Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, that's you.
First of all, that's not The Price is Right.
Yeah. You know, when you lose, that whoa, 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 whoa.
No, that's not
that's
how it
not
sounds
it.
Anyway.
How does it sound?
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, that.
No.
Yeah,
that. Yeah, yeah.
Not you, bum, bum, bum.
Bum, 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 bum,
Yeah, and that plays in your head when you're walking around.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see. What would play? Maybe the sound effect of like a radio tuning?
Good one. Good
right?
one. You don't get that anymore because everything has just buttons, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't have to find a channel anymore. When was the last time we had to do that? When was the last time you
My
had
clock radio.
Your clock radio is still like that? It's old
Remember
school?
When we had that huge sort of Rogers outage?
Mm-hmm.
I had to use the clock radio for the
oh,
first
time.
Oh,
you know what? We have one of the, we have like this Bluetooth radio in the house
mm-hmm.
that is a dial that you turn.
Oh.
And you can sort of go in between radio stations now that I think about it. But it's also Bluetooth. Like the girls listen to music.
What about your
it.
Truck?
No, no, my truck is buttons.
Oh.
I only have 4 of them, but my truck is buttons.
Like the big where you have to push really hard? Like
yeah,
back
like my, like no, no, my truck, like the display screen on my truck literally does the time and then the frequency of the radio station. It shows nothing else.
So no CD?
There's no, I don't think I have a CD player in there.
Because your truck's not that old.
No, 2010. Maybe I do have a CD player, but there's nothing else in there. There's no like, And it's so archaic that like when you look at the numbers, like it looks like it's written like a calculator. Like there's no sort of font to it.
Well, the
like,
orangey it's kind of letters.
It's not even orange. It's the green
used to
do. Wow. Yeah.
How old is that radio? And your truck's only 2010.
2010. Things were different, but this was basic for 2010.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like there was an option. Like when I went looking for this particular truck, the 2010 model, the vast majority of the people who bought this model in 2010 did not get power windows because the majority of them that were for sale still had manual windows.
What do you have?
I have automatic windows. Thank God. What do you think, Maury?
Ain't no broke bitch.
Come on, yeah.
I thought that'd be your exercise for the day.
But that was an upgrade. Like that was considered an upgrade.
Yeah.
Right? On these models. And that was 2010 and it was considered an upgrade.
See, the basic for my 2011 Yaris, I have a 6 CD changer.
Yeah, that's too many
CDs. Where's the CD changer? In the
trunk? You just shove them all right in the slit.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
No, that's you're playing fire, man. I can never put more than one in. Never, never.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been so worried, right? If I had a CD changer where you just started firing them in, the slit, as Maury just said, right? I never would. I would only put one at a time.
Oh, I have four in there right now.
No.
What's in
it
there?
It shows.
Never mind. Shem, before we wrap things up, do you have an answer for this?
My first thing is...
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Thank you for all of your comments and your questions. Feel free to load up the comment section when we post once a week on Instagram at Kiss925. You'll see a picture that simply reads Ask Roz and Mocha. Thank you for listening. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss925.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss925 app.